currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. We come to you every week with the latest in what's going on here in Kirkland. And the first on our list is our next furlough day. For city employees, is going to be on July 2nd. The city of Kirkland, like many cities, is experiencing significant budget problems due in large part to the current economic conditions, but also the failure of the private utility tax increase in the November 2009 election. On July 2nd, all city offices, with the exception of police, fire, and the municipal court, will be closed. City Hall will also be closed on July 5th in observance of the 4th of July holiday. Speaking of the 4th of July, are you ready to celebrate Independence Day? Well, come to downtown Kirkland to help you celebrate with your friends and family. This year's theme for the 4th of July is old-fashioned, patriotic, red, white, and blue. The annual parade starts at noon, and the children's parade starts at 11:30. Kids who want to participate in the parade are welcome to go to the Marina Park Pavilion at 10 a.m. to decorate their bikes, make hats, and have their faces painted. The annual Rotary Duck Dash will take place at 4, and the evening will finish with a bang as the fireworks take off. The fireworks show will start at 10:15 and will be viewable from most downtown waterfront parks. For more information about Kirkland 4th of July festivities, go to www.celebratekirkland.org. The Science Cafe is making its monthly stop at the Wild Rover on July 12th. This month's special speaker, Dr. Tadayoshi Kono, will talk about research from the University of Washington's Computer Security Lab, which aims to help us achieve the wonderful promises of new technologies without the associated security and privacy risks. In an interview with Wired.com, Dr. Kono warns that biotechnology that has a neural interface, such as advanced prosthetic limbs, may make the brain accessible to hackers in the future. The event is held at 7 p.m. and is free to science lovers of all ages. For more information about this month's Science Cafe, go to www.pacsci.org. On Memorial Day weekend, a few events took place around Kirkland to help benefit those in our community who are in need. The Seven Hills of Kirkland Cycling to End Homeless event and the Kirkland Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast both raised funds for the Kirkland Interfaith Transitions in Housing, better known as KITH. For the first time in 11 years, the Seven Hills of Kirkland riders endured rain on their rides around the city. The Seven Hills of Kirkland featured three different riding lengths: the traditional Seven Hills route, which is a 40-mile venture taking riders through seven historic hills in Kirkland; the Metric Century route, which is 60 miles and covers 11 hills; and the Full Century route, an exciting 100 miles and an astounding 14 hills. As someone who participated in the Full Century ride myself, I can attest to the vast amount of rain we saw on Memorial Day. During most of my 7 hours in the saddle, I needed windshield wipers on my glasses to wipe all that water away. This year, the Seven Hills of Kirkland had a turnout of almost 1,200 riders who endured that rain, and they helped raise over $86,000 for KITH programs. The Pancake Breakfast, put on by the Kiwanis Club of Kirkland, the Market Neighborhood Association, and the South Rose Hill Bridal Trails Neighborhood Association, served up more than 800 pancakes, bringing in over $1,300 for KITH. Thanks to all of you who participated in both events. If you would like to get more information about the Seven Hills of Kirkland, go to www.sevenhillskirkland.org. With warmer weather headed our way, more people are going to be heading to Kirkland's local beaches. Before you and your family head to the beach, it's important to know a few safety tips. According to the Red Cross, it is important to always swim in designated swim areas. Swimmers should always have a swim buddy. And young or new swimmers should wear life jackets in addition to being supervised. For more water safety tips, go to www.redcross.org and in the search box type water safety tips. Kirkland waterfront beaches will begin having lifeguards on duty July 1st. Play it safe and have fun at the beach. Are you ready to listen to the rockin' sounds of summer? Well, the Kirkland Waterfront Summer Concerts are heading your way. Summer concerts start July 6th at Marina Park and will go until August 26th. Children's concerts happen on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11, and all ages concerts are on Thursday nights from 7 to 9. Bring your family, bring your friends, and take in the beautiful Marina Park view of Lake Washington, along with the fabulous musical performances in store for you at the Kirkland Summer Concert Series. For more information, or to find out how you can help support the Summer Concert Series, go to www.kirklandsummerconcerts.org. Applause for the Kirkland businesses recognized for recycling. 9 Kirkland businesses have been recognized by King County's annual Recycle More, It's Easy to Do campaign as best workplaces for recycling and waste reduction. The 2010 Kirkland honorees are Elias, Chameleon Technologies, Echo Cartridge Store, Google, Simplicity Decor, Blade Gallery, Choice Insurance, Evergreen Healthcare, and Honda of Kirkland. Congratulations and thank you for making a difference. For more information, go to the city's homepage and type in the search box, Newsroom. For this week's episodes of Council Up Close, I sat down with Doreen Marchione for a one-on-one interview. We talked about what job she would most like to do.
I'd like to be the commissioner of baseball.
Oh, yeah, me too. Why? Yeah. What? Okay, we're going to talk about this one. So why would you like to be the commissioner
just
of baseball?
Just because I've been a baseball fan since I was a kid.
Her favorite sound?
Laughter. Uh-huh. I think the sound of laughter.
Uh-huh. What about it?
Just because it's joyous and bright and just know that people are happy and, you know, they're probably doing what they want to do and enjoying themselves.
And her hope for Kirkland. I also sat down with Jessica Greenway. We talked about what she misses about being a child.
Never having to worry about tomorrow. As a child, you're pretty much happy-go-lucky, carefree, and each day is a new day.
The politician she admires most?
President Obama. I admire him greatly. He's a risk taker, and he is a fabulous speaker.
And her hopes for Kirkland. To watch all 7 of the Council Up Close interviews, just go to the city's homepage and click on Watch On Demand Programming. If you'd like more information about the Kirkland City Council, go to the city's homepage and in the search box type City Council. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. We're going to take a break for the 4th of July holiday, but Currently Kirkland will be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.